Spirit's plans may be one sign that the airline industry's prospects are improving. After a dismal 2009, a new financial forecast out today shows airlines' profits are expected to rise significantly. Carriers in the Asia-Pacific region will likely make the most money. European airlines will lose money, and American airlines are expected to show modest profits. NPR's Kathy Lohr has more.
The International Air Transport Association says globally, airlines had expected profits of $2.5 billion this year. But now the international trade group, known as IATA, says profits should reach nearly $9 billion.
In 2010, the industry recovery has been stronger and faster than anyone predicted. But we think that a reality check is in order, and it's not quite time to celebrate.
Steve Lott is with IATA, which represents more than 200 airlines. He says the industry is bouncing back from a nearly $10 billion loss last year. Next year, Lott says, things will continue to get better, but gradually.
People are still concerned about the economy. They're still concerned about the high unemployment rate. And if leisure travelers are worried about their jobs, they're not going to run out and buy four tickets for a vacation that's in an exotic location around the world. Consumers are still going to be careful in how they spend their travel funds.
A report out this summer, also from IATA, shows international travel is up, and so is premium travel, which is first class or business class seats. These are the most profitable tickets for airlines. But here at the baggage claim at Atlanta's Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport, the world's busiest, most people say they're flying the no-frills way.
I'm more interested in the bottom line than flying first class, so I'll take the cheap seats.
Rick Groskiewicz runs his own pension actuarial company and takes several trips a year for business and pleasure. He says he can see why airlines are doing better, because planes are packed.
We don't hear the stories we used to about the airlines, you know, potentially going bankrupt or all those other things that we heard like 2 or 3 years ago. So they seem to have figured out how to survive.
A corporate bank trainer from Raleigh, North Carolina, Angela Pullen, flies almost every week, but she says never in the premium seats.
I always look for bargains, though, when I travel, so I'll try to save my company as much money as possible.
Despite the penny pinching, some travel agents say leisure travel has rebounded this year. Garrett Townsend with AAA Auto Club South says more people are flying for leisure. Sales are up significantly, 20% from last year.
And a lot of it, we feel, is just some of the pent-up demand from 2009. You know, to say that we're going to get back to sort of the heydays of travel, so to speak, we're not necessarily there yet, but we are happy to see there's an upward trend.
Another airline industry group came out with a similarly cautious report. Yesterday, the Air Transport Association of America, which represents major U.S. carriers, said passenger revenue has grown for 8 straight months, but it's still concerned about a possible economic slowdown and a slower fall travel season. Kathy Lohr, NPR News, Atlanta.